Welcome back, friends, for today and the next few episodes. Sarah and I are going to take a real close look at Ignatius of Loyola's Rules for Discernment. So, and the subtitle is Journey to God. So, to get this show in the broader context of our channel, Garden of Graces, I thought it would behoove all of us, certainly behooved me, to take a kind of a gander of what we've been doing these past year or 2 years, something of that order. So here's our goal. For every person created, past, present, and in the future, this reason to know, so that reason is to know, love, and serve God in this life, and so be with him for all eternity. When we're talking about something really important, like why am I here, I think clear doctrinal language is best served something of that importance. So the foundation to love authentically, the love of God, comes with that desire to serve him, do what he says, and do it with devotion. So we have had, believe it or not, an orderly approach. Sometimes been spent, I was surprised. Has been spent on reasoned thought. So to know and to be taught. And so that we could discern truth from indoctrination. And that would lean into philosophy and the four Catholic guideposts. Other times we look to see how this life of devotion was practiced. And so we would look to great spiritual masters and doctors of the church, men and women who've given us written work that is trustworthy and spans ages and cultures. And we'll be doing that with Ignatius. And we've chosen an analogy to help bring these various concepts together. And that is the seasons of a garden. From conception and hope at the beginning to completion of work with the planting, the tending of the garden during the heat of the summer, and finally the joy at harvest time. We know that all analogies fall apart at some time, but the garden tends to have a tremendous tensile strength so that it can really bear up under this weight of comparison. So some of our past show themes has been Brother Lawrence, the practice of God, the Holy Housewives, abandonment to divine providence, and rooting out principal faults and sins within the context of our temperaments. We know that being good does not fix sin. And that sin is the common spot of failure to live in the presence of God. So those are our goals. Let us turn our attention to the movements of the human heart with greater precision in its journey to God. So do you have some thoughts on that?
No, just happy to hear that there's been some fluidness to our discourse. You know, it is a great grace to sometimes, as you said, that abandonment to divine providence, to surrender yourself to a holier will than your own, and just be present and find how God is capable of working through that in some manner. In that book, the beautiful book, Abandonment to Divine Providence, I love the way that he says that that God's will is hidden, and that mystery, the nature of mystery, is to sacrifice reason and the senses. And really, that's kind of, you know, there's going to have to be a little bit of that as we're going into this discernment of the spirits, because to know the will of God requires a docility that is not only reliant, I mean, obviously it's reliant to some part about your knowledge, because you have to engage with an awareness of, you know, what the spirit life, what is involved in the life of the spirit. But also there is an essential elemental necessity to surrender to something beyond yourself when you are going to be discerning these spirits. And I think it's pleasant to know that maybe we've been somewhat docile in surrendering to that divine will and to that providential element. Because as you've said multiple times, there's not a lot of pre-planning that goes into this other than the fact that we do the reading of the books, but we don't really see each other outside of these meetings, given the distance that we are from one another.
It is. And it was, I found it very consoling to see that we had this building up of what was our goal, how can we reason, the tantalizing, you know, these, look at how you can apply to holy, to daily life with housewives, mothers, that serene confidence that God is with us at all moments with Brother Lawrence, or just trusting in providence with De Cassad. And then finally, this rooting out of our principal faults, because that's actually going to help us with rule number 14.
Right.
All right, my friends, let's pick up in the next episode with moving towards Ignatius's work. Till then, my friends, fides et ratio.